CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Hussein Haqqani and Bill Raggio. Mr. Ambassador, Hussein Haqqani, ambassador from Pakistan, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States. Twin crises, triple crises in your country ever since the flooding, the extreme food insecurity for a major part of the population. At the same time, the former Prime Minister Imran Khan continues to stir trouble, especially in the large cities. Right now, there's a crop failure in addition to the people who have returned to their damaged crops and their damaged flood residents. And Imran Khan is again in the news, arrested or not arrested, charged or not charged. Are these all one story now? Is Imran Khan taking advantage of the economic distress, and does that aid him?
Imran Khan is oblivious to the plight of the people of Pakistan. He's a narcissist in the mode of some other narcissist populist leaders we've seen around the world. He cares about himself. His grievance about being removed from power overtakes everything. And so I wouldn't say that he is taking advantage of it. I would just say that he is acting in a way in which it has become more difficult to resolve the problem. The government needs a deal, for example, with the IMF, but they are afraid of what Imran Khan will say to any harsh measures that they agree that constitute economic reform. And essentially, there is chaos distracting the government from paying any attention to the plight of the masses. And the economic crisis has economic reasons. And those economic reasons are further being aggravated because they are not being attended to due to the distraction of everybody in the country by the political circus that is being led by Imran Khan.
And does turmoil suit Khan?
I think that Khan actually is one of those who thinks that if he can't run the country, then nobody should. So he'll bring the house down, and that's what he's trying to do. He thinks that in the chaos, the army will cut a deal with him and say, okay, man, let's listen to you. What do you want? Here it is. I don't think that's going to happen because this notion that somehow he'll make the country ungovernable and then the army will just say, okay, then you govern it, is not going to pan out. And so what we will have is prolonged chaos. And at some point, there will be a military intervention, and that military intervention will not necessarily be to bring Imran Khan back to power.
Bill, in these last days, the general in charge of Central Command, CENTCOM, General Michael Kurilla, has made a statement that is striking to me, given where Afghanistan is in its troubles. ISIS group in Afghanistan could conduct external attack against U.S. in 6 months. CENTCOM commander says ISIS-K attack could come with little or no warning. ISIS-K, what is that, Bill, and what is your measure of this warning? We have about a minute.
Yes, John. ISIS-K is the Islamic State's Khorasan province. It's the Islamic State basically in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and in the region. He may very well be correct, but, you know, I think the U.S. military, I know the U.S. military has misjudged the real threat that emanates from Afghanistan. That real threat is the Taliban controlling Afghanistan, using those resources left behind. They're in full control of the country, and it's harboring al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. The Islamic State Khorasan province doesn't have much support from anyone because it doesn't play well with others. It's an enemy of the Taliban and al-Qaeda and all of the groups allied with them. The U.S. military made the mistake of focusing on the Islamic State Khorasan province from 2015 to 2019 and basically ceded the fight that this allowed the Taliban to come to power because the U.S. military focused a lot of effort to defeat the Islamic State Khorasan province and viewed the Taliban as a partner that could be worked with. And then what we got is an al-Qaeda or a Taliban-controlled Afghanistan with al-Qaeda in safe haven.
And does ISIS-K have a training camp in Afghanistan? We have a few seconds, Bill.
Very likely. They control some remote areas, but al-Qaeda is also operating training camps in Afghanistan as well.
Bill Raggio, 20 years after the Iraq invasion, with me from the Foundation of Defense of Democracy, and the former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, Hussein Haqqani, writing a prescient piece in 2003 about the Iraq War. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.